Hi, Leticia.
You look at that.
Miss Mendez? Hello. Hey, Miss Mendez. My name's Jeremy Perlman. I'm calling you on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depo Provera product?
Yeah.
You were? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. What year were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Hold on a second.
You're good. Take your time.
I just woke up.
You're good. Take your time. And it was meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do not have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
And you can affirm that you do not have an attorney or sign any documents, correct?
Yeah.
And then, all right, you would like to see if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States.
Yes.
And you
said what year?
Yeah, roughly when were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain? It just has to be a rough year.
September 2022.
Okay. It's about 2 years ago or so. All right. And then, Ms. Mendez, what is your date of birth?
7/11/83.
Okay. And then, do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
Okay, no worries. And we will get through all these very quickly, these questions. They're just very redundant. So, you did consume the brand name Depo Provera contraceptive, that is correct?
Yes.
That is the brand name Depo Provera. And then you did use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, that is correct?
Yeah. All
right. And then can you confirm in that 1 year you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And then this one's very redundant. You did use Depo Provera sometime between 1992 and current day, that is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, roughly, what year did you start using the Depo Provera, and what year did you stop? You can give me year and month, or just year. Then either one.
Okay.
Roughly, how old were you when you say you started? Was it about 18?
Yeah, it was like December 2019.
Okay. So you started in 2019, and when did you stop?
September 2022.
Okay. So December of 2019 to September of 2022. Okay. All right. And then I know we are speaking about female contraceptive and things of that nature, and it is redundant, but can you confirm your gender for me, Ms. Mendez?
Female.
Thank you. And first name is Leticia, L-E-T-I-S-I-A. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Leticia.
Okay, Leticia, okay. Thank you. And then last name, M-E-N-D-E-Z.
Yeah.
And you are not a junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the whole thing, you can give me just the last four.
0812.
Okay. And then email I have for you is Horta, H-O-R-T-A, Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z, @gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then this, of course, would be the best number to reach you on, 661-606-1279.
Yeah.
And it's a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to confirm this information and start pulling records and talk to you, would the best time be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning is fine.
Okay. And then let me see if your address is on here. It was not. What is your best mailing address?
It is 1139 West Avenue, J11, Lancaster, California, 93534.
93534? Oh, four. I got
four.
You. Okay. Okay. 1139 West Avenue, J11, Lancaster, California?
Yeah.
Is this a house, apartment, anything like that?
The house.
House, okay. All right. Let me just get this address correct. Avenue. One second, it's just giving me weird things when I put it in. Hold on. Avenue W, right?
No, Avenue J11.
It's West Avenue. West Avenue J11, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
West
okay.
Avenue J11.
Okay. It's not. It's being weird on my map. Hold on. West Avenue ML. Okay, I see. J11. There we go. And that's LA County, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Depo-Provera, that was administered by the doctor, a nurse, or was it was not by yourself, correct? It was by one of those two?
Yeah.
Was it the doctor or the staff?
It was the gynecologist.
Okay. So the doctor. And how many times were you injected with the product? 6 to 10, 10 to 15? All the entire time you used it?
It was 10.
10 or 10. Something? Yeah. These can all just be rough estimates. And then what is the hospital you went to or the doctor's name that that did
Amy.
That administered the Depo-Provera?
The hospital name is Ronald Reagan, UCLA.
Okay. Reagan. And did treatment, diagnosis, all of that happen at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center in Westwood?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that all as the same then. I just need to copy and paste this over a few times. Hold on. Bear with me. And it's in 757 Westwood Plaza, right?
Yes.
Okay. Numbers 310 Westwood. Prescribed at that facility as well. And then I'm going to confirm everything with you here in a minute once we finish these addresses and things. And then I will send you the documents. We'll finish that. And then the attorneys will be able to reach out to you and can get all these records and start your case. All right.
Okay.
And then did you fill prescriptions in? It would have been inside the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The outpatient pharmacy. All right. 1 second. Let me put the address for this one, even though it is most likely the same. It just has the address down. I'm going to put the same address as the pharmacy as Ronald Reagan, even though I know it's the same place. It has a weird one listed on Google, but I'll put the 757 address. Does that sound correct? For the pharmacy?
Yeah.
It's in the hospital? Okay. 1 second. And then their number is slightly different. And then the method of diagnosis for meningioma, it was CT scan, MRI, or both, or what, did you also get a biopsy?
Yeah. Blood test, CT scan, MRI, and biopsy.
Okay. So all? I'll put both, and let me put here. I have to put the doctor thing again. You were diagnosed at Ronald Reagan as well. Westwood Avenue. And was it a neurologist you were seeing at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center? That the one that was diagnosing you?
Yeah.
Treated you? Neurologist. Okay. And any previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. All right. And, of course, they diagnosed you and treated you, just to confirm again, at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry I have to ask these redundantly. And then this is the number. That is correct. Okay. And then what treatments did you receive for your meningioma?
The treatments were...
Any medications, anything like that? Any radiation therapy, anything like that?
Yeah, radiation therapy and...
Mm-hmm. Do you also take pain medication? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, medication. Did you have any surgeries as well?
Yes.
Surgery? Okay. Okay. And were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes.
All right. What, roughly, what were the dates you were hospitalized?
It was roughly,
It just needs to be an estimate. They're going to pull the records. They just want to know roughly when month or year to look.
The 2022.
Okay. Around when you were diagnosed, I take it. So around the end of December. I'll just put December 1st of 22 to like, and how long were you in the hospital?
It was for a few weeks.
2 weeks? Okay, so I'll put December 1st to the 15th, just so they know where to look roughly. Okay, and then there are medical records that do exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Right. And then would you like to add an emergency contact, Mrs. Mendez?
Not at the moment.
Okay, no worries. Email. Okay, and then I'm going to confirm all the information with you, and then I'm going to send this over to you, this document. We'll complete it. It'll only take a minute or two as a DocuSign. It's very simple, and then the attorneys will give them permission to reach out to you and start pulling records.
Okay.
And then I did, of course, tell you in the beginning of the line is recorded. You would like to see if you can participate in the Depo Favera lawsuit, and you do not have an attorney in regards to the Depo Favera lawsuit. That is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we are filing the claim for you, yourself, you're a resident of the United States, and you were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera at least 1 year. That is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was, of course, meningioma of the brain. I'm sorry to hear that. And you were diagnosed roughly somewhere in December of 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. And your date of birth is July 11th, 1983?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera, use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, and you did have 4 injections prior to being diagnosed within that 1 year. That is correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then you, of course, did use it sometime between 92 and present day. That would have been December of 2019 to about September of 2022. That is correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then you are, of course, a female, Leticia, L-E-T-I-S-I-A, last name Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z.
Yes.
All right. And then last 4, is it okay if I repeat it?
Yeah.
0812.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then email is hortamendez@gmail.com. This is the best number to reach you on, and it is a cell phone. And then primary address or best mailing address I have for you is 1139 West Avenue J11, Lancaster, California, 93534.
Yes.
Okay, I got that right. The Depo-Provera is administered by the doctor. You injected about 10 times. Treatment, administration, and the pharmaceutical and diagnosing was all done at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center on 757 Westwood Plaza. That is correct?
Yeah.
All right, and then you had radiation therapy, medication, and you had surgery as well. Your doctor's specialty that diagnosed you was the neurologist. And you were hospitalized for the meningioma around December 1st of 2022 to around December 15th of 2022, somewhere roughly in there or around there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist.
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you a text right now. You will get a text in the next like second or so. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. Have you done a DocuSign in the past?
Yeah.
It's very simple. Yeah, you just click the link. It'll open up. It'll ask you for permission. You want to say yes to that. Once you say yes to that, it will open up the document. You'll see a continue. After that, after you hit the continue, you'll see a yellow start button.
Okay.
And then once you see the yellow start button, that'll take you to the first signature field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once you finish, let me know. I'm drafting up a message right now to send to you.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. Phone number is this 214.
So just find where it says, right?
Yes. And it worked on the...
It's Leticia Horta Mendez.
Did I... Is that your middle name?
No, it's just two last names. So.
Oh, here, let me fix it. Let me fix it. Close out of that one? Yeah, hold on. Let me fix it on my end as well. Yeah, I was... When I read the email, too, I was like, oh, interesting. Hold on. Let me open it this way. Okay. Thank you for noticing that.
Okay.
One sec. I'm going to fix it on that document I sent you to. Hold on. Can you spell the first last name or the first hyphenated one?
H-O-R-T-A.
H-O-R-T-A and then hyphen, aka dash, and then Mendez?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me save this. I'm going to avoid that one I sent you. So hold on. One sec. Let me log into here. One sec. Just give me one second. You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Just give me one second. I'm going to void the one I sent you. Actually, it'll just come as a new link. I'm not even going to void it. You'll be able to do it. Here's this one. Let me rebuild. One sec. It just takes a second. It's rebuilding. Okay.
Okay, I think it came.
I think it's sent to you, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, it'll be a... it'll say re-sign. It'll be the same one. But and then in it, it should have the correct naming. That was the first one. Okay, yeah. I'll review it, too, once you complete it, just so I make sure it's right.
It still says just the DC amendment.
It still says that?
Yeah.
Let me. Can you close out of it? Let me review it. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to do it this way. That's so weird because I... You know, the re-sign one is the one you clicked, correct? It won't let you in it now if you click it. Hold on. I'm just reviewing. I'm correcting it. The link should, will just say Leticia. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Let me fix this. Very interesting that it didn't map like that. I'm going to just do it manually. So hold on. H-O-R-T-A dash M-E-N-D-E-Z or hyphen, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going through. Oh, there we go. That one fixed it. Horta Mendez. Okay. I'm going to hit correct right now. I'm going to resend it to you just so you get the new link. It might... Let me just resend one more. I'm going to void that first one through. 1 second. This is the one I will void. I'm going to resend you the new one right now. The link might still say you're the way Leticia Mendez, but in the document it should say Leticia and then both the names, last names.
Okay.
Please do review it too, just to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very curious as to, you can click the link, the other link, the same link I sent you, the second one, the re-sign one. It'll open to the corrected document.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you're in it. There you go. A4D Vigna. Yep. And it's saying it had the names correct, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I saw you completed it. Let me text you their number and their information from my direct number. So if you don't hear from them in about a week or so, You can always reach out to me and I can connect you with them or reach out to them for an update. But okay. You should probably hear from them the next 24 to 48 hours. One sec.
Okay.
Their number is 214-231-4. And then let me make sure I spelt all this right. Their firm, DGNA. Okay, and then you'll get a text right now from my direct number, the 949 number. That's me.
Okay.
And then it'll say my name. It's Jeremy Perlman in regards to the Depp Rivera lawsuit. That's my direct number. And then that's the firm's name, that A4D/Vigna. They're a very good firm in regards to this. And you do have a very strong case, as you did, of course, use the Depp Rivera and were diagnosed with the ailment. I am very sorry for what you're going through. Sure, it's tough. But you have a very good attitude about it. I do thank you so much for your time. I hope you had a great Christmas. Like I said, if you do not hear from them in a week, please call me and I will get you transferred over to them. Okay. But like I said, they should call you in the next like 48 hours or so. Well, 48 hours for Monday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Leticia, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.